or tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, December the 27th, 1985. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Gene Moody of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, will be the teacher of the afternoon. This is tape 3 of 3 tapes on a series on family relations by Brother Moody.
Well, we're going to take up where we left off. When was it? Yesterday afternoon, wasn't it? But that teaching this morning was just something that just was glorious to me. And I'm sure that it had the same effect on most of the rest of you here. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate the ministry of the Moody's, the way the Lord has led them and directed them, and their faithfulness and willingness to minister in the household of faith. What the Lord gives, He gives to give back. And unless we give back what the Lord gives us, it may die. But if we give it back, it will live. So it becomes a living word as it's returned back after the Lord has given unto us. So this afternoon we're going to take up session 3 of Family Relations and conclude that series this afternoon. Brother Gene Moody, come and teach us, please.
Thank you, Brother Glenn. First, I want to start off, is Brother Enfield here? Would you come on up? I want you to testify about the curse of death that was on your family. If you'd use that microphone.
I'm not much of a speaker, so you have to bear with me. This goes back approximately 65 years ago is where I'm not that old. My mother's brother, my uncle, name was Clyde. He was deaf from an accident. And he attended the Ohio State Deaf School in Columbus, Ohio. Now, that was an old building built about probably in the 1800s. The ceilings in each floor had to be at least 15 feet high, if not more. And he supposedly did something, was punished by having to wash the windows on the third floor. So he was sitting in a windowsill, and somebody was supposed to be holding one of the other students. Well, you know how kids are. They let go, and he fell out. 3 floors down to the concrete. Well, of course, that's a natural accident. I suppose this part of this story is to demonstrate how Satan can work in natural accidents and we're not suspicious. Well, the story then goes 65 years later to 1976. My sister's youngest boy, Tim, his father at that time was the manager of the Luther Memorial Camp about an hour's drive north of Columbus. And he also a spirit-filled man. He would go out and work with the young folks and preach and teach and whatever. Well, they were coming back one night, my sister and him in the front seat. Tim was in the back. There was a little dip in the road with the side road coming out. His car comes out, turns right, and stalls. Another car comes down and stops. Fred comes down and stops. And then about 90 miles an hour over the crest of that hill comes a sheriff's cruiser after a supposed robbery down the road. Right in the back of the car, Tim is driven underneath the seat. Not getting all the gory details, the next morning he died in the Mansfield Hospital. He was 14 at the time. Natural accident. Didn't think anything of it, really. 4 years later, 1980, February, my son goes off to school. He doesn't come home. He was electrocuted. He's 14 years old. We didn't think too much of it at the time as far as that is concerned. And several weeks later, I was talking to my mother about this thing, and she says, you know, Clyde was 14 years old. The alarm bells went off. What's going on here? 3 cases, 14 years old, the youngest son in the family, and we prayed about it. My wife got the word on it. It was a family curse. So we cut it off. And she was praying one day. She said something about Clyde anyhow. And the Lord said, well, what makes you think Clyde was the first one? How far back that curse goes, I have no idea. but we did cut it off. My people died for lack of information, for ignorance. Don't be ignorant. You got these teachings, learn them, take them in, and praise God for the teachings.
Thank you, Brother Enfield. This is the third in a series. The first one was The Perfect Family with a Perfect Relationship to God. The second was Basic Deliverance and How to Minister Basic Deliverance. This is going to be Mass Deliverance. Now, if you miss the first two teachings, the handouts are in the back on the lessons, as well as the curse of Ahab, the curse of Jezebel, and their testimony, and help yourself. They're up to their frame. Now, I've got a book here. We've written, what we do is we write lessons and we accumulate them. Right now we got about 400 typewritten pages of lessons. And before I came up here, we had mass deliverance in the church. It was the end of children's deliverance, and all we did was just have mass deliverance. I went through half of this list. You can see my list is sort of thick. Okay? And when we first got into deliverance, every time we'd identify a demon, I'd write his name down. And I wrote and I wrote and I wrote and I wrote, and it became tens and hundreds and thousands. And finally, I just gave up. So, right. And the Lord has impressed me that very simply, there is a name of a demon for everything that's contrary to the Word of God.
Right.
And so this is one of the ways we identify them. Anything that's ungodly is demonic. And we give it a name by its characteristics. And we use that and we call it out. And we get very good success. Now, the first thing I want Earlene to do is come up and tell you how you get delivered. See, this whole purpose of this service is for you to get delivered. Okay, and I want her to give some characteristics of how to get delivered. She talked with you some this morning about how you need to participate.
One of the things, I was sitting there, I was saying, Lord, what do you say to the young people? Because they're so beautiful and they're so precious, and life is ahead of them. And then Brother Glenn gets up and he almost says exactly what I had to say. And what I want to say to the young girls and the young boys here, 6 years old and above, don't believe that this is just for your parents.
That's right.
And don't think that it's something silly old people get into.
Right.
We got into it when we were your age. Our trouble started when we were very young. And if you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh, gee, I don't have any problems, you know what you need to do? You need to look at your mom and your dad and your aunts and your uncles. If they got it, you're going to get it. I'm sorry, but you don't escape much of what you have as an inheritance. He's talking about death by inheritance. I can tell you about death by inheritance. My grandfather Chauncey died of a stroke. All of his sons but one died with the same type of stroke. All of his daughters but one died with the same kind of stroke. My father was one of his sons. He died that way. I already have one brother dead that way. I've been in the hospital twice that way. And after my father died, the Lord told me exactly what to do, and I did it. And I haven't had any trouble for 13 years. But you see, if you don't get serious, then you don't get what God has. And it costs you sometimes your life or the life of someone you love. So young people, be serious. I don't want to take the fun out of your life, but what I'd like to do is make it so you can go through your life really having fun.
Amen. That's it.
We were praying with a woman one time, and we called out a spirit of stroke, and she had, and the demon had her have a stroke right in front of our eyes. Her arm and her leg shriveled up and become just as if she had had a stroke in her whole side. And there wasn't a thing wrong with it, but she had that demon in her, she hadn't been delivered from it, she would have died with it.
All right, now the doctor's prognosis, or his analysis of the problems within my family line on my father's side, is congestive heart failure. You think that you see something in your family line, and you think, oh, well, you know, that's just because of something normal or natural. Remember, the spiritual world and the natural world are very closely connected. And each plays within the other. I don't really understand them very thoroughly, except I know that they do. And I know that when I went to the hospital in the natural, but I was put there because I had Indian ancestors who worshiped demons. And the Lord gave me a vision of what this one in particular that cursed me did. So So you young people need to be prayerfully considering while you're here. What can I hear from the Lord that I can obey him in that will save me from much grief for myself and my children? It is a serious matter, but the results of the serious now may be great freedom and joy later. Now, because you're very small doesn't mean you can't understand. I have 6-year-olds in my first grade up until I retired in May. And these children understood about demons, and we never discussed it. But we prayed, and we bound all the evil forces that came into our classroom, and we loosed the good forces of God upon us. And they understood it. When they saw a third grader or two third graders fighting, you know what they came to me and they said? Miss Moody, they are demons of fighting. So children do understand, and they understand better than we do sometimes that there's something inside of me doing that. But you see, they put you in jail for what you let your demons do. So now the time has come to get serious, get rid of them, and enjoy your freedom. You don't sit there like a knot on a log, and you don't look to see what your neighbor's going to do. And when you hear your neighbor acting like they're about to crawl under the barn, you just go ahead and take care of yourself. You know, if somebody beside you begin to make noises that make you want to throw up, you just keep your mind on your own business and go on with yourself. Because the distraction of the other person getting delivered can sometimes be enough, if you agree with it, to cause your demon to quit cooperating. So you work on yourself and you don't look at other people to see what's happening to them. And really, it's a very personal thing between you and the Lord. If someone decides you need your help and the Holy Spirit tells you, you know, lay a hand and agree, well, do so. But, you know, it's very funny when you go to deliverance, you know, and there'll be two or three people there and they're going, and I'm saying to myself, man, can you see your own? Or woman, can you see your own? But, you know, let's get with it. You don't play around. You don't act like you think it's all somebody else and you've got it all perfect. If you feel that something is trying to go up and down in you, like you know it's there and it doesn't want to come out, don't get all confused and upset. Say, God, why is that thing not coming out? And he'll tell you. If it's something you need to do, do it quickly and get back after that demon. They'll try to trick you and play games on you. They'll act like they're not there when you know good and well they are. So you rout them out. And then when you leave here, you'll still need to be with it. You fathers, you need to be watchful over yourself and over your children. Ask the Lord to show you when signs of trouble begin to creep in on your children. It's really strange, but everybody sees it but Mom and Daddy. So ask the Lord to give you the eyes of the teacher, maybe, or something like that, you know, so you can see what's happening in your family. And don't give up just because you're here. This mass deliverance will probably not take care of all your problems. It'll get you started. And besides that, after you go down the road a while, you may become lax in some manner, and you may let something in that you've never had before. Or something that has been very deeply settled inside of you that has not surfaced in a long time may surface. And then I had problems in my subconscious mind, and they never bothered me until a revelation came to me that there was something there. So don't say, well, I went down there and I got two or three demons cast out and I'm great. I'm fine, can't have a demon anymore. Because you see, the Christian life is living, it's vital. And so you'll, as you live, you'll be getting into more problems. Things will happen to you. Get back to work again. You know, I liken deliverance to cleaning the house. You know, you clean the kitchen up, but you know it has to be done sometimes 3 times a day if there are little children in the house. And if they're not, and you're like Jean and me, it's got to be done at least 2x a month. I mean, you know, floors and all. So that's the way you keep yourself clean. Just keep after it. And don't let them fool you by saying, well, nobody saw that. You can get by without dealing with it.
Thank you, Erling. Okay, demons are spirits. They're pneuma. They're air. They're going to come out the air passages of your body. Any opening within your body, a demon can come out. They can even come out the ends of your fingers, the ends of your toes, and whatnot. They will come out generally by the exhaling of breath, the coughing, sneezing, belching, and so forth. They'll bring their nests. They have places they live in your body. We call them nests. Sometimes they come up by coughing, spitting, blowing your nose. Most of the demons will come out probably relatively easy, but I'm going to go into all-out spiritual warfare here today, and I don't know what's going to happen. Now, there's nothing to be afraid of. And as we kid people, we haven't lost a patient yet after doing this 10 years. Okay, I want the deliverance workers, the people who are trained in deliverance, I want them to move around softly and quietly. Now, you don't sit down and start up a conversation with somebody. You don't sit down and try to counsel them and so forth. You don't sit down and try to teach them, because what you do is immediately when you do that, you take yourself out of the flow of mass deliverance and you have your own little deliverance meeting here. No, all I want you to do is you see somebody's having problems, you go over, you lay hands on them, you agree with them, you command those demons to come out, you hand them a towel if they need it or whatever like that. You cooperate with them and you flow with me. Not against the flow. You flow with me. So we've got plenty of deliverance workers here, and I want you to just flow with me and move quietly and softly and don't interrupt the deliverance. And we will give you paper towels and napkins as they're needed. Notice I got my coat off. There's nothing formal about this. In our home, we tell people to take their shoes off. So right now, if you want to, take your shoes off. Now, I want you to get relaxed, get ready for this, but also get ready for all-out spiritual warfare. I mean, we're really going to go after the demons this time. This is a demon-kicking-out service. So go ahead and take your shoes off, take your coats off, take your ties off. There's nothing formal about this. We're not trying to put on any impressions or any shows for your neighbors or each other or anything like that. Like I earlier told you, you don't sit there passive like a knot on the log. You will for these demons to come out of you. You exercise your will. So you fall out in agreement with your pet demon. I no longer want you, pet demon. You are going to come out of me in the name of Jesus Christ. And when there's a demon stuck in your chest somewhere and there's nobody around, you say, and I've called him out, you know what he is, you say, spirit of smoking, come out of me in the name of Jesus. That's the way that you cast demons in. Now I'm going to take you through a lot of preparatory information here. And as best I can, I'm going to establish the basis for deliverance. Now, there's no way that I can fully prepare you for absolute deliverance, because I'd have to sit down with each of you individually and spend hours with you. But the Holy Spirit can show you while I'm going through this. It can show you sin and iniquity in your life. If suddenly a light bulb goes off in your head and you see a sin or iniquity that you have committed, then immediately confess it to God and get it under the blood. And then we'll be able to get that demon out, and you'll be able to get that demon out. So you got to cooperate with me. You got to be active with me. You've got to exercise your will according to the Holy Word of God. Okay, praise the Lord. I think we've covered most of the bases, more than we normally do, but I really want to see a good mass deliverance here today. Mainly what I'm going to do is go after the ruler demons, because I don't have time to go through every name on this list, which would number in the thousands. But I'm going to go after the ruler demons after I go through basic deliverance. And don't anybody get up and run out in panic. You don't have to be scared of a demon. You don't have to be scared of Satan. You definitely don't have to be scared of me. Okay. Praise God. Okay, I'm going to take you through three prayers. One, I'm going to pray myself. Then I'm going to take you, we're going to break curses on 66 demons. And then we're going to break curses on every soul tie I can think of. Okay, then we're going to start going after the rulers. I want you to pray out loud. I want you to pray like you meant it. Open your mouth. There's more power when you open your mouth and you commit yourself. Okay, this is not a silent game we're playing here. And you're not looking at your neighbors. But husbands and fathers, you should especially pay particular attention to your wife and your children. You should sit with them and you should be prepared to lay hands on them, because you have a spiritual authority over your wife and over your children that Erlene and I do not have. God has given you a special spiritual authority and a special right. So be around them. Be prepared to help them. They are weaker spiritually than you are. Okay, and there's no way that I can usurp that authority, and I would never try. Okay, so families sit together as a unit and cooperate as a unit. Okay, let's start off with a short prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ,
I believe you died on the cross for my sins. And rose again from the dead. You redeemed me by your blood. And I belong to you. And I want to live for you.
I confess all my sins,
known and unknown.
I'm sorry for them all.
I renounce them all.
I forgive all others,
as I want you to forgive me.
Forgive me now,
and cleanse me with your blood.
I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ,
which cleanses me now from all sin.
And I come to you now as my deliverer.
You know my special needs.
The thing that binds.
That torments.
That defiles.
That evil spirit.
That unclean spirit.
I claim the promise of your word.
Whosoever that calleth on the name of the Lord.
Shall be delivered.
I call upon you now.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Deliver me and set me free.
Satan.
I renounce you and all your works.
I loose myself from you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
And I command you to leave me right now in Jesus' name.
Lord Jesus Christ,
I forgive my ancestors and descendants.
And I ask you to forgive and bless them.
Forgive me for my many sins.
And I forgive myself.
For sins against my body.
I break all curses.
Charms.
Spells.
Jinxes.
Psychic powers.
Hexes.
Vexes.
And demonic ties that bind.
I break all soul ties.
Caused by witchcraft.
Sorcery,
bewitchment,
or sexual sins.
Lord Jesus,
restore my fragmented soul,
mind, will, and emotions.
Send your angels out
to recover anything
that was stolen from me.
Lord Jesus,
stir up the demons in my subconscious mind
so that they can be identified and cast down.
All these things
we ask in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Our Lord, Master, and Savior.
We now take authority over Satan.
And all the forces of evil,
according to the whole word of God,
and command that you obey it.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
we ask these things.
Amen. Okay, now let me pray.
Satan, we come against all powers, principalities, evil forces in this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We come against all demons, inside or outside of anyone present, over the city, state, nation, and world, in hell or out of hell. The Bible says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." We intend to exercise that power to set ourselves free. Satan, we come against you by the power and blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God, by the name of Jesus, by the authority of the believer, and the unity of our spirits. Satan, we tell you that we sit in heavenly places with our Christ Jesus. We're over you, your fallen angels, your demons, and all the forces of evil. We command you to line up in rank and file in order and to come out quickly. We bind every power that you have and loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would send the gifts of the Holy Spirit as needed to minister to the needs of the people and to accomplish what you would have done here today. We are careful to give you all the glory, honor, praise, and credit for everything that is said or done. We ask all these things in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Master and Savior. And we take authority over Satan according to the whole Word of God. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, now we're going to break curses. We break any curses. Okay, y'all need to follow after me. We break any curses placed on us or our descendants from uttering a wish of evil against one to imprecate evil, to call for mischief or injury to fall upon, to execrate, to bring evil upon or to, to blast, vex, harass or torment with great calamities. We break these curses in Jesus' name. We break the curses back to 10 generations. Or even to Adam and Eve, on both sides of the family, and destroy every legal home, and every legal ground that the demons have to work in our lives. We break all the curses that follow, in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who curse or mistreat Jews. Those who are willing deceivers. An adulterous woman. Disobedience to the Lord's commandments. Idolatry. Those who keep or own cursed objects. Those who refuse to come to the Lord's help. House of the wicked. He who gives not to the poor. The earth by reason of man's disobedience. Jerusalem is a curse to all nations. If Jews rebel against God. Thieves and those who swear falsely by the Lord's name. Ministers who fail to give the glory to God. Those who rob God of tithes and offerings. Those who hearken unto their wives rather than God. Those who lightly esteem their parents. Those who make graven images. Those who willfully cheat people out of their property. Those who take advantage of the blind. Those who oppress strangers, widows, or fatherless. Him who lies with his father's wife. Him who lies with his sister.
Him who lies with his sister.
Those who smite their neighbors secretly.
Those who smite their neighbors secretly.
Those who take money to slay the innocent.
Those who take money to slay the innocent.
Him who lies with any beast.
Him who lies with any beast.
Adulterers.
Adulterers.
The proud.
Those who trust in man and not the
Lord. Those who do the work of the Lord deceitfully. Him who keeps back his sword from blood.
Those who reward evil for good.
Illegitimate children.
Children
born from incestuous unions. Murderers,
murderers,
to murder indirectly,
to murder indirectly.
Children who strike their parents,
kidnappers,
kidnappers,
those who curse
their
parents,
those who cause the unborn to die,
those who
do not prevent death,
those involved in witchcraft.
Those who sacrifice to false gods.
Those who sacrifice to false gods.
Those who attempt to turn anyone away from the Lord.
Those who attempt to turn anyone away from the Lord.
Those who follow horoscopes.
Those who follow horoscopes.
Those who rebel against pastors.
Those who rebel against pastors.
False prophets.
False prophets.
Women who keep not their virginity. Until they are married. Adulterers. Parents who do not discipline their children. But honor them above God.
Those who curse their rulers.
Those who teach rebellion against the Lord.
Those
who refuse to warn them the sin.
Those who defile the
Sabbath.
Those who sacrifice human
beings.
Participants in seances and
fortune telling.
Homosexual and lesbian relationships.
Sexual intercourse during menstruation.
Necromancers and fortune tellers.
Those who blaspheme the Lord's name.
Those who are carnally minded.
Sodomy.
Oral and anal sex.
Rebellious children.
Murder.
Non-productivity.
Fugitive and vagabond.
Improper family structure.
And destruction of family priesthood.
Any sin worthy of death
is also cursed by God.
Any curse in the holy word of God not listed above.
Now let's go after soul ties.
We break all evil soul ties,
with beasts.
Anyone I have had sex with,
outside of honorable marriage,
any divorce mates,
by incest,
rape,
fornication,
adultery,
homosexuality,
lesbianism,
bestiality,
bloodless religions,
blood brothers and sisters by rights.
Witchcraft.
Occult.
Satan worship. Satan worship.
Fortune tellers.
Mediums.
Cults.
Doctors.
Psychiatrists.
Social workers.
Psychologists.
Mental institutions.
Mental institutions. and any agreement with anyone that forms a soul tie. We do all these things in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, come on out, demons, in the name of Jesus Christ. I come here as basic deliverance first, and I command those spirits of rejection, rebellion, and bitterness to go in Jesus' name. I come on out. I want the rest of the rejection that didn't come out this morning or yesterday. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. All rejection, fear of rejection, and self-rejection, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now. I want the whole family of rejection, any of you that are still left in there. We are not rejected. We're loved. And Lord, I loose the opposite spirits of God upon the people, opposite to the names of the demon, Father. Lord, I just ask you, fill this place with legions of angels, Father. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, touch me not spirits, prenatal rejection, rejection in the womb. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I want the rest of you. Rejection by mother, rejection by father, rejection by brother and sister, rejection by blood relatives, rejection by Christian brothers and sisters, rejection by the pastor. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I want the rest of the rejection demons to go. Come out. And I command every work, every root, memory, scarness, and habit, ruler demon and lesser demon, to go along with each family that I call out here. I command every comet, every demon, named and unnamed, in each family to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come on, up and out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Loose the people and set them free in Jesus' name. Go right now. All rejection. That's right. You big bad demon that gets people started on the way to demon bondage. Go right now. Come on. I want all the rejection demons to go in the name of Jesus Christ before I go on. That's right. Every spirit of rejection, go up and out of the people in Jesus' name. And I remind you, demons, that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master Satan. You're going to be in total loneliness and total despair. You've got very little time left. I command you to bow your knee to Jesus Christ and do what he's telling you to do. Lord Jesus, I just ask you to manifest yourself to these demons. And demons, I command you to look into the face of Jesus Christ and do what he's telling you to do and go where he's telling you to go. And I command you to go out in dry places and be uncomfortable out there and not come back in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you away from these people as you're cast out in Jesus' name. Now come on, up and out of the people, out of the children in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right, in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, loose them and set them free completely in Jesus' name. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Signs will follow as they believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. That's right, these people have total power and authority over you, and you will go in Jesus' name. Go. Up and out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of bitterness, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go along with rejection, bitterness, roots of bitterness, ruler of bitterness, go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come on, all this bitterness in the name of Jesus Christ. We've established a basis for you to go. You have no right to be there. You will come out, all this bitterness, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of violence, temper, anger, retaliation, go in Jesus' name. Come out, violence, temper, anger, retaliation, I command you to go in Jesus' name. That's right. Come on, up and out of the people in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Violence, temper, anger, retaliation, go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of murder, suicide, death, and abortion, go in Jesus' name. Go, murder, suicide, death, and abortion, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to go. That's right. Come on, up and out of the people right now, out of anyone within the sound of my voice, out of anyone within this building, go in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all bitterness, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to go. That's right. Every spirit of bitterness, go in Jesus' name. Now drive out every spirit of rebellion. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Roots of rebellion. Ruler of rebellion. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All rebellion. That's right. Come on. Up and out of the people in Jesus' name. Bring your nest with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Every spirit of rebellion, stubbornness, self-will, disobedience, anti-submissiveness. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. Come on out. That's right. And that's good, demons. You're doing a good job. Come on up and out of the people. That's right. Bring your nest with you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want those nests too. I want a complete cleansing of these houses in the name of Jesus Christ.
That's right. Come on out. I demand a complete cleansing in the area of basic deliverance. In the name of Jesus, all rejection, all bitterness, and all rebellion must come out of the people in Jesus' name. Come on. You've been there too long. We're not going to put up with you any longer. So come on out of the people. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to go. Go right now in Jesus' name. Now, as I call the ruler demons out, I command your whole families go with you, all your works, all your associated demons, every demon that came in through an open door, I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out, the family of strife, the ruler of strife. Come out, strife in Jesus' name. Go. Every spirit of strife, spirits of control, retaliation, go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in Jesus' name. Go. Accusation, insecurity, jealousy, withdrawal and escape, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All these evil families, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of passivity, depression, heaviness, worry, and nervousness, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of sensitiveness, persecution, mental illness, paranoia, confusion, doubt, and indecision, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of perfection, competition, impatience, false burden, grief, fatigue, and infirmity, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all sexual impurity, cults, and the occult, go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of indecision, self-deception, mind-binding, mind-idolatry, fears, fear of authority, pride and affectation in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, come out, all death, inheritance, hyperactivity, cursing, addictive and compulsive, gluttony, self-accusation. Come out, every spirit of the occult, religious spirit, spiritism, false religions, covetousness and guilt, go. Come on, up and out of the people right now in Jesus' name. As I call your family out, I want your whole family. In the name of Jesus Christ, bring your whole family. Bring your whole family. I bind up the ruler demons in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the lesser demons to go. I command the ruler demons to follow the lesser demons in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. That's right. All the lesser demons will go first, and then the ruler demons will go. That's right. I bind your power, and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I stir you up, and I kick you out. And I remind you that you're going to be cast into hell. And I command you to look down into hell and see your punishment in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you don't leave quickly, we'll ask the Lord Jesus to arrange for you to go into a lower level of hell in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, come out of the people. I want all these evil spirits that I've called out, I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of anyone within the sound of my voice. Go in Jesus' name. Now, I come against the spirits. I command the spirits of paranoia, schizophrenia, double-mindedness, two souls. Go in Jesus' name. Go. All the schizophrenia, paranoia. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and we drive you out. Now, loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All schizophrenic, paranoid demons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, the families of rejection, rebellion, root of bitterness, double-mindedness, paranoia, and mental illness. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come. Go, I want all the families, come out, the complete families in Jesus' name. Go, I want the whole family of self demons, lust, depression, fears, control, indecision, unfairness, talkativeness, accusation towards others, false compassion, guilt, perfection. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all soul ties and demonic subjection, phobias of all types, tranquilizing drugs, demonic techniques of helping the schizophrenia. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Up and out of the people in Jesus' name. Just keep on going. You have no choice. You will loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out. Every demon that was sent in by a biblical curse, I call out the demons sent in by the biblical curse. Go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of cursing, vexation, rebuke, destroying, perishing, consuming, and groping. Not prospering, oppressed, spoiled, failure, crushed, smite, pursuing. Sore botch of knees, legs, and whole body. Overtaking, distress, pluck, chastisement, remove, not heal.
astonishment, proverb, byword, want, besiege, straightness, and evil. Go in Jesus' name. Go, all the demons that came in through biblical curses. Okay, I command any, the prince of occult who's ruler over Arkansas, I bind you up now and I cast you out of any of the people that may be here, any of the people who may have an occult spirit or prince of occult, I command it to go in Jesus' name. And I bind all the ruler demons up over Arkansas in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Come out, all these occult spirits in Jesus' name. I command the demons to come out of the children in the name of Jesus Christ, our adults. Who played with toys that have either occult linkage, actions, or excessive violence in them. Come out. These demonic toys, demons that came in through demonic toys. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. That's right. Every toy that's had an occult linkage, occult action, or excessive violence. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go. I bind your power and drive you out of the children. Come out of the children. Demonic toys, demonic games, demonic television shows. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God in the name of Jesus, by the fire of the believers, unity, and spirits, we command you to go. Go. I drive out every occult practice. Come out, every occult practice in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, enchantment, witchcraft, sorcery, divination, wizardry, necromancy, charm, stargazing, astrology, soothsaying, prognostication, observing times, magic. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. That's right. All these occult practices, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now, I call you out as a family, as a group. I command those spirits to come out. Spirits that come in that are in abused children. The abused children family of demons. Come out. Come out. The abused children, the abused family of demons and children. That's right. Come on out in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. The abused children. Come on up and out of people in Jesus' name. Every spirit that came into a child. I call out those demons that came into a child who's sexually abused, who's mentally abused, who's physically abused. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All abused children, demons. Demons that came in through incest. Come out in Jesus' name. Come. Demons that came in through incest in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Every demon that came in through an accursed object or demon infestation. Go. Come out, all demons that came in through books and objects identified with anything related to Satan's kingdom. Sinful activities of former residents. Knocking or noisy ghosts. Poltergeists, apparitions. Owl and frog images of all types. Witches' masks and fetishes used by witch doctors. Objects in literature that pertain to false religions, cults, the occult, and spiritism. Graven images of gods. Objects dedicated to demons. Idols and artifacts. Ouija boards. And other occult paraphernalia, prayers and worship to demons, Mexican sun gods, idols, incense, Buddhas, hand-carved objects from Africa or the Orient, anything connected with astrology, horoscopes, fortune-telling, books or objects associated with witchcraft, good luck charms, or occult religions, metaphysics, Christian Science, Jehovah's Witnesses, rock and roll records and tapes, jewelry given to a person by someone in witchcraft, hex signs, ancient geometric and mystical motifs. Jewelry designed to bring good luck and act as a talisman to chase evil. Egyptian axe, broken cross, peace symbol, chaos, Polynesian tikis of gods, African jujus, Italian horns, protectors from the evil eye, hand with index and little fingers pointing up, crosses, clovers, stars, wishbones, lucky coins, mystic medals, horseshoes, religious fetishes and statues. Products with cryptic curses, hidden secret occult curses, dolls used for witchcraft and magic, puppets, cult objects, or representations. Come out. That's right. Come on out. Every spirit that came in to a person through a cursed object and demon infestation of that object, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The curse is broken over the people for having cursed objects. That's right. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I command all the demons to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil spirit that comes into a person because they don't believe a Christian can have a demon, come out in Jesus' name. Come on out. All these evil spirits that come into a person because they don't believe a Christian can have a demon, go in Jesus' name. Go right now. I call out the whole family of rebellion demons. Come out, the whole family of rebellion demons. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, the family of envy and strife, the family of jealousy. Go right now. Jealousy and envy and strife. hatred and strife. Come out, the family of hatred and strife, jealousy and envy. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all these families, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I break your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out, every evil spirit that comes into us when we don't maintain our deliverance, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All names of demons, I call you out. I call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. You know what's on this list, demons. I command you to come out as I turn these pages. Now go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now. All these evil spirits, you know who you are. Your legal right has been taken away. Now come out, all the passive mind demons, the passivity demons, the passive mind demons, go in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of deceptions, errors and orders of invasion, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all passive will, passive mind, passive imagination, passive judgment, passive reason, passive conscience, passive spirit, passive body, passive whole man. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The whole family of passive demons, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil spirit, you know who you are, and I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all occult practices. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every spirit of fortune-telling, Ouija board, cards, good luck charms, seances, education, Gene Dixon, mind control, witchcraft, four-leaf clover, rabbit foot, wishbone, ESP, transcendental meditation, yogi, hypnosis, drugs, tranquilizers and pain relievers, incense, dungeons and dragons, pendulum, palm reading, automatic handwriting, pierced ears, horoscopes, signs of the zodiac, voodoo, magic, levitation, water witching, tea leaf reading, secret organizations, eight ball, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now. I stir up those demons within the subconscious mind. I command them to come out in Jesus' name. Come on out of the subconscious mind right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. All those demons that came in through traumatic experiences, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Traumatic experiences that we have submerged since our youth. Now come out. Or even as an adult, I command them to come out right now. Come out. All these evil spirits that came in through traumatic experiences like death or rape or incest, go in Jesus' name. Lord, stir up those demons in the subconscious mind in Jesus' name. Father, make them manifest, identify, and reveal themselves as unto Jesus. Now come out in Jesus' name. Come out. All the demons within the subconscious mind, we're coming after demons in the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. I command them to go in Jesus' name. That's right. Any remaining demons from this morning of grief and bitterness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Any remaining demons that didn't come out this morning due to grief and bitterness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come on. Up and out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits that came in through grief and bitterness, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I break every Indian curse. I drive out every Indian spirit. Go right now. All Indian spirits. All spirits that came in through Indian curses. We forgive our ancestors. We drive them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All Indian spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and we drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All Indian spirits. Indian curses. Indian spirits. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Your power is broken and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, the family of Ahab. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. That whole family of Ahab. And go, every spirit in the family of Jezebel, I command you to go right now. Come on, the Ahab Jezebel. I break the Ahab Jezebelic curse on the people. I drive the demons out in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command any spirits within people of Satan and his demons. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. I come against any powers, principalities, evil forces, this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Any fallen angels that may be within anybody, I command them to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name. Go, come out all occult demons in the name of Jesus Christ. All occult demons. I command you to go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. I might ought to read this one. Go. Go, the occult, ruler of witchcraft, eye, death by hypnosis, third eye, karate, martial arts, judo, kung fu, Chinese karate, snake, mongoose, cat, cobra, spider, swan, lust for power, lust for dominance, occult divination, sorcerer, open doors to the occult, foundation in the occult, wrappings on the wall, multiply power of curses, baptism in witchcraft, black mass, Satan worship, Jezebel, female dominance, Ahab, male counterpart to Jezebel, yielding male, ESP, hypnosis, trance, medium, warlock, occult fear, charm, enchantment, fetish, go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of black arts, witches, love knot, devil's flute, Indian kachina, conjuration, occult symbols, serpent siren, stargazing, soothsayer, omens, prognostication, observing times, pass through the fire, familiar spirits, clairvoyant, occult, magicians, magic practice, augur, rebellion, stubbornness, false prophets, demon and idol worship, parapsychology, yoga, PK, charmer, magic charming, hearing voices, macabre, psychic portraits, spiritism, phrenology, numerology, great seal, alchemy, talisman, sorcery, sorcerer, sacrificing children to idols, fortune telling, calling out evil spirits, witchcraft, witches, warlocks, mediums, wizards, black magic, magicians, calling forth spirits from the dead, serpent charmer, witchcraft, worshiping idols and images of gods, rebellion and stubbornness, false prophets and dreamers, demon possession, spiritism, wrong religious doctrine and demon worship. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, all you occult demons. Any demons that came in through Satan worship, we hate you and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I call out all the occult demons. Come out, all the occult demons. Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian Science, Rosicrucianism, Theosophy, Unity, Mormonism, Unitarians, Baha'i, Spiritualism, Scientology, Swedenborgianism, Christadelphianism, Inner Peace Movement, Spiritualism, Spiritual Frontiers Fellowship, Association for Research and Development, Religious Research Foundations of America, Ekankar, Urania, Mooney, Subud, Latahan, Islam, The Way, and other religions using the Bible but denying or omitting the divinity of Jesus Christ and or the atonement of His precious blood, and any group denying the existence of heaven or hell, Catholic Church and paganism, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all demons that came in by association, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every spirit that came in through lodges, societies, and social agencies use the Bible and God as a basis but omitting the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. Cults that deny the blood of Christ or philosophy that denies the divinity of Christ. Books, literature, music, and so forth dealing with false religions. Demons from all false doctrines studied, believed, and taught in unrighteous practices engaged in. A great many come through family background, curses, and inheritance. There must be legal grounds or holes to open a person to attack. All you demons, go in Jesus' name. Go. I drive out all the religious cult demons. Come out, all religious cult demons in Jesus' name. All of you know who you are. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, all the religious demons. I call out all the religious demons that come in through demonic practices and teachers. Come out, the whole family of religious demons. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive out all spirits that come in through martial arts. Come out, every evil spirit that comes in through martial arts. Go, all evil spirits that come in through false religions. Come out, every evil spirit that come in through false religions. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Every evil spirit that comes in through Catholic spirits and practices, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Catholic spirits and practices, I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out, every spirit that came in through religious works. Go, come out, religious works in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every spirit that comes in through practicing Valentine's Day, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits that come in through practicing Valentine's Day, go in Jesus' name. Go, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. All inherited demons, come out. Every spirit of inherited demons, come out, abusive or blasphemous language, wearing of amulets, charms, and fetishes, foul and polluting language, unwholesome or worthless talk, outstretched necks and nosiness, alluring eyes and walk, demon and Satan worship, uncontrolled emotions and deifying self, go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit that comes in through lack of gratitude, not having gratitude to God, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of ingratitude to God for what He's done for us, ingratitude of the husbands to the wives to the husband, the children to the parents, and all of us to God. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All ingratitude. Come out. I drive out the whole family of demons beginning with self, the family of self demons, self this and self that. Go. Which basically is selfishness. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Selfishness and all of your friends. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all princes, kings, and world rulers. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every spirit of accident prone, bone breaker, back breaker, traumatic shock. Come out, all paralysis, crippling, deformity, atrophy, depression, discouragement, hopelessness, despair, suicide, death, affliction, spinal cord scar tissue. Come out right now, roots of infirmity, shame and embarrassment, trouble, will and conflict, rebellion and idolatry, grief, bitterness, resentment, and envy. Go, all you demons of infirmity, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit, every ailment, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all ailments in Jesus' name. I'm going to call these out. So every disease found in the Bible, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, ague, blame, boils, blemish, blindness, botch, broken-handed, broken-footed, bruises, canker, crooked back, dropsy, dwarf, hemorrhoids, flattened nose, flux, gangrene, halt, impotent, infirmity, inflammation, issue, itch, lameness, leprosy, lunacy, madness, maim, murrain, palsy, pestilence, scab, scald, scurvy, sores, wind, withered, worms, and wounds. Come out. Every disease found in the Bible, I call you out. And every other ailment. That's right, I call out every ailment that's in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 28. Come out, those ailments in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. Every disease of Egypt. Come out of the people right now. Every disease of Egypt. Come on up and out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I call out every disease of Egypt. Come out, every functional disease of the body. Go in Jesus' name. All emotional demons. Come out, all emotional demons in Jesus' name. Come out, all emotional demons. Every spirit of body pain. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now, spirits of pain. I call out every spirit of pain, all the imps of pain. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All pain and all imps of pain, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of gluttony, the family of drunkenness, go in the name of Jesus Christ, go. The family of drug abuse, go. Spirits of drug abuse, go right now. Drug addiction, drug abuse, drunkenness, which is a drug, and gluttony, which is also like a drug, go in the name of Jesus Christ, go. Go right now in Jesus' name, go. I call out all these sexual demons, fornication, idolatrous sex orgies, adultery, masculine women, effeminate men, abusers themselves with mankind, arsenicosis, sodomite, oral or anal copulation, senses, carnal, voluptuous, senses, appetites, evil concupiscence, inordinate affections, lasciviousness, filthy communication, masturbation, homosexuality, catamite, lesbianism, pornography, exposure, uncleanliness, perversion, lust and passions, fantasy lust, fantasies, obscene music, poetry, literature, and art, occult sex, immorality, incest, harlotry, rape, fidgety, bad dreams, heterosexuality. Go. Go, all sexual demons in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all sexual diseases, venereal diseases, gonorrhea, chancroid, granuloma, ingulale, spirocetal infection, syphilis, congenital syphilis, gonorrheal syphilis, venereal lymphogranuloma, AIDS. Come out, all AIDS in the name of Jesus Christ. Meningitis, endocarditis, sterility, insanity, staggering gait, heart disease, blindness, ulcerative lesions, jaws, DGL, henna, relapsing fever, tropical ulcer, rat bite fever, Wheels disease, herpes 1 and 2. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I call out all demons that come in through drugs and medicines. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all demons that come in through drugs and medicines. Come out, spirit of Apollo, Apollyon, Escapulus, gods and goddesses, Hippocratic Oath, Caduceus, Pharmakia, pharmacy, pharmacist, witchcraft and sorcery, go in Jesus' name. Go, all drugs of all types, addictions of all types, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We cast out the demons of drugs and medicines, spirits associated with drugs and medicines, groups of drugs and medicines, side effects of drugs and medicines, appetites and addictions, hallucinogens, narcotics, stimulants, depressants, tranquilizers, antidepressants, sedatives, hypnotics, painkillers, Valium, Librium, and so forth, go in the name of Jesus Christ. We cast you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right, go right now in Jesus' name. Now we loose the godly spirits on the people. We loose the spirit of wisdom, spirit of God, spirit of the Lord, right spirit, holy spirit, free spirit, broken spirit, spirit of princes, faithful spirit, humble spirit, excellent spirit of man, patient in spirit of the ruler, spirit of judgment, spirit of understanding, spirit of counseling mind, spirit of knowledge, new spirit of the Holy God, spirit of grace and supplication, poor in spirit of your Father, strong in spirit of truth, spirit of life, spirit of adoption, fervent in spirit of meekness, spirit of faith, spirit of Jesus Christ, eternal spirit, meek and quiet spirit of glory, spirit of prophecy, spirit of Elijah, contrite spirit, good spirit of deep sleep, spirit of living creature, spirit of holiness, spirit of Christ, quickness spirit, and spirit of grace. We loose those spirits on the people in Jesus' name. We command all ungodly spirits and their families to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirit of infirmity or weakness, deaf spirit, dumb spirit, blind spirit, foul spirit, unclean spirit of divination, spirit of bondage, spirit of error, spirit of false doctrine, seducing spirits, jealous spirit, lying spirit, familiar spirit of antichrist, spirit of fear, perverse spirit, sorrowful spirit of slumber, spirit of whoredoms, destroying spirit, evil spirit, another spirit, hasty spirit, haughty spirit, perverse spirit of jealousy, sad spirit, wounded spirit, proud in spirit of burning, spirit of Egypt, spirit of heaviness, spirit of unclean devil, spirit of the world, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all schizophrenia and related diseases. Come out, every spirit of schizophrenia. Simple schizophrenia, paranoid schizophrenia, catatonic schizophrenia, hebephrenic schizophrenia, general schizophrenia, schizoid, spirit of schizoid, dementia praecox, go in Jesus' name. Come out, all dementia, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All dementia, double spirits, mania spirits, manic depressive psychosis, go in Jesus' name. Come out, all these families in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and we drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Manic depressive psychosis. Go, every spirit of psychosis, every spirit of paranoia, every spirit of neurosis, go in Jesus' name, go. I call out the 210 phobias recognized by psychiatrists, go right now. Phobias of all types recognized by psychiatrists or otherwise, go in the name of Jesus Christ, go. Phobias and fears, now come out, fears of all types and phobias of all types. Come out, I drive out the family of the neurotic personality. Go, every spirit of neurosis, psychosis, anxiety, phobias, obsessions, compulsions, compulsive obsessive personality, kleptomania and other manias, disassociated personalities, hysteria, neuroasthenia, traumatic neurosis, psychosomatic medicine. Go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of psychotherapy, every demonic spirit of psychotherapy. Go in Jesus' name. Now I drive out the spirit of the abnormal personality. Come out, every spirit that came in to people through convicted criminals, criminally insane, psychopaths, psychotics, mentally retarded, imbeciles, idiots, morons. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit that came of the delinquent personality, psychopathic personality, psychosis and insanity, psychosis and neurosis. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every spirit of denial, hallucinations, delusions, disordered emotions. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of organic psychosis, go right now, kinds and causes, inborn brain defects, brain infections, intoxication, head injuries, circulation disorders, seizures, bodily changes of growth and ages, tumors or cancers, unknown physical causes. Come out of people right now, every spirit that came in through a traumatic accident, like a car accident, come out. Every spirit that came in through a traumatic accident. I call out every spirit that came in through an operation. Come out, every spirit that came in through an operation. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Come out, every spirit of general paresis, alcoholic reaction, senile dementia, symptoms. Come out, all symptoms in Jesus' name. Come out, all functional psychosis, psychotic depression, involutional melancholia, male climacteric, manic depressive, psychotic mania. Go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of schizophrenia, dementia praecox, precocious dementia, split mind, hallucinations, false perceptions, delusions, false beliefs, forms of all types, simple acute panic, catatonic, hebephrenic, paranoid. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Every evil spirit that came in through treating psychotics according to man. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out. Every spirit that came in through sedatives, demonic diets, narcosis, fever therapy, lobotomy, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit that came in through shock therapy, psychoanalysis, tranquilizing drugs, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, we bind your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. That's right, just keep on coming out. I command every evil spirit to keep on coming out. Every family that we've called out here today, I command every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon to go in Jesus' name. Every demon named and unnamed in these common demon groupings, I command you to go in Jesus' name. That's right, out of these families, whether you must go in Jesus' name. I command you to keep on going out. And Lord, I just ask you, send your angels to usher out every demon that has not left. Just keep on tormenting them, read the word of God to them. We separate every evil spirit that's within anyone here. Now we separate you from every other spirit. We bind up all the rulers, minds, will, and emotions. We command all these spirits to keep on going. In the name of Jesus Christ, we flush you out with the blood of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Just keep on coming out. Now set the people free in Jesus' name. You have no choice. You will loose the people and set them free. That's right. They don't want you and I don't want you in the name of Jesus Christ. So go. Go completely in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Your power is broken. We drive you out in the name of Jesus. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wasn't that good? You enjoy that? I enjoyed it. I enjoy seeing demons get kicked out of people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is victorious over Satan. When Satan is defeated, Jesus Christ is victorious. And Satan was defeated here today. We didn't glorify Satan. We kicked him out of your house. That's the way you glorify Jesus Christ. You glorify Jesus Christ by taking authority over Satan, by kicking the demons out, by doing miracles in Jesus' name. Jesus gets the glory. We can't do anything on our own. We don't have power to kick out the littlest demon. But in the name of Jesus, we can kick out the biggest demon. Praise God. So that was good. I enjoyed it. Y'all enjoy that? Hallelujah. God bless you. I'll turn it back over to Brother Glenn.
Well, we need to praise the Lord now for a while.
Okay.
Fill these areas up. Okay, we need to praise the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to come into all these areas so there's no vacant place left in here. We fill the house back up with the presence of the Lord. Amen.